Good morning and happy Monday to you. It's Tony Curry here from Tony Curry Radio. A couple program notes. Of course, we have a full list of brand new shows we're running today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Even on holidays, we're getting after it here with Classic Rock. Download that Tony Curry Radio app. And of course, also check us out on Spotify. I would say happy Memorial Day, but I did that the last couple of years. It's really hard not to say happy Memorial Day. And I think for the most part, when people say happy Memorial Day, they have the best intentions. But I had a lot of people who had served our country, who lost family members, giving the ultimate sacrifice for this country, and they say that's not the correct way to say Memorial Day. It's remembering Memorial Day. You can say have a happy Memorial Day. But to say happy Memorial Day, there's really nothing happy about it. We hope you have a very safe and enjoyable Memorial Day. We hope that while you're celebrating with your beer and your hot dogs and your family and your friends and the sunshine, the beach, down at the pool, wherever you're doing staycations, barbecues and stuff, you have a wonderful Memorial Day. But to say happy Memorial Day is not the correct way to say it. You're supposed to say remembering Memorial Day and then have a great day on Memorial Day. Does that make sense? Sam Rushing, good morning to you. Also, if you fly a flag in your front yard, and I do, make sure you have it at half staff till noon today. That's the correct way to fly our American flag on Memorial Day. Half staff till noon, then take it back up to the top, and you're good to go. But I hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day. And I saw Hacksaw Ridge. Wow! What a movie that is. Came out about 6 years ago. I had never seen it. The Mel Gibson flick. Whoo! You want to watch something that makes you, just gives you goosebumps on Memorial Day and what this day is all about, go watch Hacksaw Ridge, man. What a great movie. Speaking of movies, Top Gun did $51.8 million, the biggest opening Tom Cruise has ever stinking had. He's almost 60 years old. Congratulations to Tom. Speaking of movies, I don't know if you saw it last night, Jeff Beck was playing the Sheffield City Hall in England, and Johnny Depp got up and started playing guitar. I didn't even know Johnny Depp played guitar. And sang. He sang What's Going On from Marvin Gaye, did a Jimi Hendrix tune, and did some John Lennon with Jeff Beck last night. It must be nice to go through this civil case with Amber Heard for the last 6 weeks or whatever, and there's tears, and people are throwing things. We're talking about broken bottles and tips of fingers coming off, and then a day after they get done with the trial, and of course everyone's taking the day off, they'll be back tomorrow. He's on stage with Jeff Beck playing a John Lennon tune. Only Johnny Depp for sure. Also on this Memorial Day, it's funny because I was going to go down to the beach down at the wharf to see fish play on Saturday night with my good friend Dr. Rab Stewart. He said, if I could ever get some extra fish tickets, will you go? And I said, yeah, and I've been wanting to go for like 4 or 5 years because he's been a great friend of mine for a long time. And I just never got a chance to go, and I couldn't go again this weekend because there was no place to stay, and I didn't want to turn a fish concert into like a $3,000 weekend. I just got the cash to do it. But a lot of people are having staycations and sticking around here, and like myself, I'm going to put some meat on the grill. Walmart is saying that the average American will spend $76 on Memorial Day meals. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I can't remember the last time I went to a grocery store and spent under $150. Am I wrong here? Hot dogs, ground beef, ice cream, soft drinks, buns, chicken breast, potato, tomatoes, lettuce, watermelon, potato salad, baked beans, and chips. They say the average American is going to spend $76 on Memorial Day. Where the hell are you shopping at? Out of someone's trunk? Seriously, I cannot remember the last time I went on the street to Publix and dropped like less than $150. I went in there for some sunscreen yesterday and dropped $324. I kid you. Oh, it's crazy. Hey, Kim, good morning to you, baby doll. Good to see you on here. $76. Man, if I could do a memorial, if that's just for one person, I get it. But to spend $76 on a Memorial Day barbecue, tell me where you're shopping, man. Are you shooting your own cows? Are you slaying your own sheep? Are you killing your own pigs? $76 for all that stuff. Finally, this morning, saw this great story about hugs. Now, I'm a hugger, and I will hug anything, anywhere, anybody. I was hugging a dude yesterday on the street, and I didn't know who the hell the guy was. He just looked like he needed a hug. I put my arms out, he put his arms out, and boom. I went to church yesterday. I hugged people at church. I know we went through the fist bump thing for a while. We did the handshake, and they're putting the handshake out, and you're doing the fist bump thing. Tim McGee Sr., good morning to you. And then you're bumping hands, and you're papping heads, and you're bumping elbows, and we're bumping into each other. We're tackling each other. But I'm a hugger, man. I love to hug. And once someone hugs you one time, then it's wide open, right? I don't do the reach around. I don't do the grasp. I don't do those things unless they want me to. But I'll hug anybody. And I know that makes some people uncomfortable. So I'll put my arms out. And if they like back off a little bit, I know they're not into that. And I don't understand why people wouldn't like hugs. Specifically because a scientist is from Germany's Ruhr University. Hypothesized that hugging, which releases oxytocin, a feel-good hormone, might decrease the production of cortisol, the body's main stress hormone. While cortisol is essential for your health over time, too much is associated with heart disease, diabetes, and other chronic conditions. In other words, hugs are good. The interesting thing here, though, is they found that women who hug their partners, and these are their intimate partners, before an experiment had lower cortisol levels afterwards compared to the control group, but men had no bearing on hugs. It did nothing for men to hug his girlfriend or his wife before he did something stressful. But for women, it helped out quite a bit. They eschew that lowers heart rate, blood pressure, stress-related inflammation in both men and women, but it also is possible that women are better able to relax in the support of their partners, where men, quite frankly, can't relax, period. However, because genders are socially constructed, and because of our ability to lean on others to socialize, I see no reason why men couldn't learn to yield the supportive presence of their partners and derive the same benefits of an embrace. This just goes to show, and it's interesting because recently I went on a date a few weeks ago, and I was looking forward to seeing this person. I was getting kind of excited, and I had thought in my brain what it was going to be like to kiss this person, right? And I did. And then a couple times, and we're both a little older, but a couple times after that, we hugged, and it was nice, but it was like, what are we doing? You know, like 16-year-olds hug, and they hug for a little while, but they were like 20-second hugs. I was like, what are we doing? And she didn't let go, so I thought, well, it's good, we're hugging, right? So I maybe she just needed a hug. Maybe she didn't want to have anything to do with toeing the bone, she just wanted a hug, and so I gave it to her. So hopefully she's fine. So hug somebody today on a Memorial Day. And I hope you have a happy Memorial Day. But don't say happy Memorial Day, because a lot of people in the armed services. In all seriousness, I was talking to my son a few days ago. And I mentioned I saw that Hacksaw Ridge movie. I've never served in the armed forces. I have a distant family that did. And God bless you. I have a Vietnam veteran lives next door. I've got another one that lives across the street. I've got another one to my right. And I thank them every single day for their service and the way they did it, no matter how long they're in, what they did. But the fact that they were willing to put their lives on the line for this country is pretty amazing. If you go back and look at, you know, older war movies, particularly what's going on with Ukraine and Russia right now, the hand-to-hand combat, the stuff they had to do in World War I, II, in the Civil War, and in every war we've been in, is just absolutely traumatic and nasty. And our thoughts and prayers go out to anyone who lost a family member, and certainly every person in this world that is serving their countries to the best of their ability, as not only veterinarians or vets, not veterinarians, vets, veterans, but also people who are in armed forces today. We greatly appreciate you. We love you. And I know there's been a lot of great things on television. And please know that we appreciate everything you're doing for our country. We live in a great country. We must protect it. And you do wonderful work. And again, people who are public servants, police officers, firefighters, people who are in our military, you're a special breed. School teachers, you're a special breed, man. The fact that you're willing to put the care of others and protect others in front of your own self is pretty amazing stuff, and we greatly appreciate that. So thank you so much. Hey, listen, I hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day. I really do, and I hope you remember what this day is all about. And for the most part, I think we've gotten a lot better about that over the last 5 or 10 years, about what this day really means, certainly with the conflicts we have going internally as well. I hope you have a wonderful day. Download that Tony Curry Radio app. Full shows today. Today is Dark Side of the Pooch. Brand new show goes off at noon and 8 on the Tony Curry Radio app. Listen to that. And if you miss any of the shows, go to Spotify And it's fantastic. Just download the Tony Curry Radio podcast. It's Curry with a K. And you can listen to as many shows you want. We have well over 100 shows, a podcast on Spotify, Dark Side of the Pooch, Adapter Parish on Tuesday, Mission Minded, Live Wire Wednesday, our AC/DC show. It's really cool, too. We have Blues Almighty on Thursday, the Damon Johnson Show on Friday, Win in Rome with Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spa. That runs on Friday as well, birmingham.woodhousespas.com. And if you do that and listen to those when you get the show, that have music in them, you can actually see the tracks, see the music before you actually listen to the podcast itself. So if you just want to go listen to the tunes, you can see, you can certainly do that. Kim, you have a wonderful, great day too. All right, have a great Monday and a great week. See ya, and remember all those wonderful folks that gave their lives for our country. Peace.